Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother! My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something? That spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Oh, that is pretty heavy.
I say that you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music.
It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
If anyone has any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP Radio.
It's DDP Radio.
Are you there, Sparky? It looks like we lost.
You know what I just did? I'm not kidding you. I just had the best intro ever, and it was all on mute. Not only I not call in on time, I mute myself.
Wow. All right, we'll give you another running start, Spark. Go ahead.
I'm not playing the 3-minute intro again. I'll just tell you that.
No,
right,
not
now.
The.
Are we going to go 1, 2, 3, and then on 3 or after 3?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, jump.
So, once again, it's Wednesday. It's 12-12-12. And do you know where your kids are at? Because they're probably right here on another installment of DDP Radio. It's a kids' table show, as we like to call it, or officially the community show, with Robert, Stacy, and me, Sparky, as you've heard. And we got a pretty cool show coming, because we got a pretty cool guest. How are you guys?
Better than you. I got Jesus. I don't know how you accomplished that, man, but I'm pretty impressed by that. I'm busy as hell. You know, it's just been one thing after another lately, so things have been really, really busy on my end. What about you, Stacey?
I've been pretty busy and a little tired tonight, but I'm just really excited that Sparky got another get. I think this is totally cool.
Yes, this is a get, and Katie is calling in, Robert. I don't know if she's getting there. And actually, I had somebody else saying they were trying to call in and couldn't get in. They're going to try to get back. I don't know if there's a phone queue thing going on, but maybe it's their phone. But anyway, yes, we do have a guest, and it's Katie Stifler, Warrior of the Month, and we'll let her do her thing when she gets on here. But she has been elusive, wouldn't you say, Stacey?
She's been a chat room warrior, but she has eluded the phone line so far, I think.
Yeah, she's been a wimp, basically.
She was going to come on for the 90-day, and then she said, you know, the next kids' table we'll have that she'll get on. And, we might have had one kids' table in between that time that she kind of snuck out of, but she said it's about time that she comes on and shows everybody what she's made of. Which is awesome because she's made out of, you know, some of the best warrior material that Team DDP Yoga has seen from, you know, that side of the track. So when she gets in here, we'll just bring her on and start going. There's some crazy stuff just going on, Robert, because Dallas has a bunch of stuff. Do you want to sort of give people a rundown of, like, what's been happening? Because I don't know how much you know about what's going on with the Jake stuff. We had that awesome Jake Christmas show last week with a ton of callers. But he's got appearances and, you know, flights and, like, you know, shows out the wazoo right now.
Yeah, he just flew into Atlanta from New York today. And tomorrow, him and Jake are getting on the plane and they're flying out to Hawaii to hang out with Gabriel Iglesias, which is going to be, you know, I can only imagine how much fun that's going to be. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. So, and
we've got to do that in Hawaii. You know, it's tough.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those lucky bastards. And we've got two big appearances coming up. I know for sure is Dallas and Arthur, and I'm not sure about the other one, but we've got an appearance coming up on the Doctors and also the Today Show, I believe.
The Today Show?
Yeah. Don't quote me on that one because I'm not 100% positive, but I know that the Doctors is for sure.
And for people who don't know, Robert put an ass ton of work into the sites over the past couple months, and all this is on the calendar on ddpyoga.com, which is completely up to date. So if we throw stuff at you and you don't get it, they can go there and get all the times and appearances, right?
Most of them, yeah, because it's not completely up to date, but it will be very shortly. You asshole.
Hey, no problem. Now that I threw it out there.
Yeah. we're just talking about our Warrior of the Month. I think, you know, let's give her credit where credit's due. It's our Groupie of the Year. Katie, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, guys. You finally bullied me into it, I guess.
But it took you long enough to finally, you know, get there. I mean, how many promises did you make about being on the show that you broke?
Some of those promises were false. Sparky made up a few of those promises.
I have no knowledge of that whatsoever.
I was wondering how it was going to affect my groupie status, Robert. So thanks for letting me know. I'm still the main groupie.
Oh yeah, you're hanging by a thread, but you're still there.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. I pretty much figured if you put it out there long enough and you keep saying it enough, it will eventually come true, and it did. This is like a Christmas present to ourselves, having Katie on the show finally.
Yeah, I may just sit quietly in the background for a while. We'll see.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, Katie, I applaud you for coming on. I know it wasn't an easy decision, but you have a great story to tell about your progress.
I got lucky enough to get the kick in the butt from DDP, and that's really just, I mean, ever since then, I've been going pretty strong, and Doug Steffen's been helping me a lot, too.
Well, let's pop back to, like, the beginning, because you've been around the community for a pretty long time, and you know, for people who are just hopping in and out, you know, a lot of people see, you know, a few people coming in, they do their 30, 60, 90 days and go, but you've been here for a while. When did you first sort of happen into Team DDP Yoga?
Actually, it was right around April of last year that I ordered the program, but, you know, I did what a lot of people do. I stuck with it for about 30 days and kind of half-assed it, basically, for a while until DDP had his little pep talk with me, and, you know, that's been 4 months ago, and since then I've been doing much better.
What was it about the pep talk that you think might have changed your mind or turned you around?
You know, I can't say for sure, but, you know, when somebody like DDP takes the time to really sit down with you and, you know, tell it like it is, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. You know, it had that effect, and I kind of knew that, you know, it was time to do it and do it right, or basically stop, because it wasn't working, just doing it halfway.
When you say you were just doing it halfway, so people know, like, what were the challenges that you had that you only came halfway with it? Like,
You know, I was kind of on and off with the diet, eating gluten-free. I was allowing myself to cheat, you know, way too often. You know, workouts were on and off, you know, every other day, every couple days.
So they were hard to fit into your road show to go see Independence, right? To go see the indie show.
I didn't hear that.
I was going to say, did you have trouble working them in, all the trips you were making to all the indie shows?
Yeah, you know, that had an effect on my workout schedule. Now, I've been getting them in every day now, you know, and if I don't, Doug definitely lets me hear about it, so.
Oh, good.
That's cool. Where did you start? Like, what weight were you at when you came into DDP Yoga?
The very first time?
Yes.
Honestly, I did not weigh myself, so I couldn't tell you. I can tell you where I was when I started over 4 months ago.
Okay,
well, 4 months ago I was at 328, and in the last 4 months I've lost 47 pounds.
47 pounds?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that's awesome, because you like you said, you're like 4 months in, so you just went past your 120-day mark not too long ago, right? And,
right.
So that's pretty huge. That's like, that's over 10 pounds a month I can add, which is pretty cool. If I round.
I was very impressed, Sparky.
What was that?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was thinking when I hit my 100 pounds, my first 100 pounds loss, maybe I'll get a tattoo of the diamond cutter sign somewhere.
That would be cool. Are you putting that out there? Because we'll hold you to
it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'll do it.
Sweet. So, you know, what a lot of people don't know, and how tall are you, too? Just throw that out there for people so they know.
I'm 5'11".
Okay. So you're pretty tall to start things with, and I mean, how are you feeling now? Like generally, like when you first started, you said you kind of started, you kind of half-assed it, so you really didn't feel anything, and you didn't think it was working for you. So how do you feel now? Like 4 months in, you dropped almost 50 pounds, and you've been rocking it enough where you're hitting it every day.
Yeah, I definitely feel a lot stronger. I can say that. You know, I feel lighter. You know, when I'm walking, I feel, you know, I can do more, I can go farther, the workouts are getting easier. Like I was telling Stacy, I used to be scared to death to do the diamond cutter workout, and, you know, now double black diamond is one that is in my regular routine.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, sticking with it and doing it every single day has really helped. it's a routine now. You know, I'm used to it. It's not, I don't dread workouts. It's just part of my everyday.
Are you one of those people who you do it at a set time every day, or do you just fit it in no matter what, you know, even if it's at 10 o'clock?
I fit it in whenever I feel like doing it, basically. Sometimes it's not until almost 10 o'clock at night that I do my workout, but I definitely am not one that can get up early in the morning and work out at all. But I like doing them at night. You know, I feel like I get a better workout when I do it at night.
That's a really good point, because some of us are night people or night owls, and we just function better, you know? And if you don't like doing it early, don't do it early.
You know, that's a really good point. That's a question that's come up with a lot of new people in a group, and I think it's good to hear that from, you know, you, Stacy, and Katie, you, since you've been doing it. I mean, Stacy's been here for years just doing it like a machine. Katie, you got it down. If people are asking, like, you know, when's a good time to do it? What's a good workout? How can we follow this? And, you know, I thought somebody posed the best answer who actually was, you know, new to Team DDP Yoga. They're like, honestly, I can't answer that for you. And you can't, because the best time to work out is the best time that it works for you, you know?
Right.
You touched on something else. You said you sort of had to make it a habit, make it a routine. And I'm a huge believer in that. I think you have to make something, like I had to make it repeatable for myself. But for all the new people, Katie, how did you start to make it a routine where you really knew, hey, this is clicking, instead of me making myself get up and do it, now I want to do it every day?
Actually, it's helped having, you know, Doug, who's basically, he's coaching me. He picks my workouts for me every day, and then he checks if I've done them, you know, and if I don't do them, he gives me hell. So it helps me accountable to somebody. You know, if you got somebody checking in, you don't want to tell them, no, I didn't do it. And once you've done it so often, it's just, you know, it becomes that habit. And to me, I used to dread workouts, and I don't anymore. I look forward to them most days.
Well, because your body's gotten used to it. Now it's really starting to like it.
Yeah, and I would recommend, really, for anybody who's new, to just find somebody to be accountable to, you know, and write everything down. That's helped me keep in the calendar and seeing, you know, every day being filled in. I like seeing the calendar fill up.
Oh, yeah, and Doug is on the other side of the world now. He's in Afghanistan. So are you two checking in with each other through email?
Yeah, mostly on Facebook, email sometimes. He'll give me my workouts every day, and he's been cracking down on me more about my food log, too. I've been kind of bad about keeping that, but that's definitely something that I did in the beginning. When DDP talked to me, that was one of the first things he said, was to get a food log and track everything and be accountable to somebody.
Yeah, that's huge. That's what helped me in the beginning. I had to be accountable and put down my food and email it to Dallas and Terry, and just knowing that they were going to look at it and look it over. They weren't, you know, there to criticize me or critique me, but they made suggestions, and it kind of made me think twice, you know, knowing that there was going to be a couple of extra sets of eyes checking out what I ate that day. It makes you think. So I think that's a huge tool, especially if you're just starting out.
Yeah, exactly. There have been times where I won't eat something because I don't want to write it down. I don't want to send it. You know, I don't want it in my food blog. So it definitely does help.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's tough because you really want to lie to yourself when you want to get something, if it's a comfort food or, you know, something that you really want to grab. But, a lot of people try to find, like, things to switch up to when they first come in. You know, a lot of the questions, Katie, people were asking, do they have to go organic? Do they have to go gluten-free? you know, if you had to tell anybody who was making the change today in their nutrition plan, you know, what would you tell them?
I would tell them it's not as hard as it looks, because it sounds like a lot. It really does. And I have, you know, my coworkers are, they're fighting over my program guide right now. They all want to try DDP yoga, and I've let them all borrow the energy and Diamond Dozen DVD. But, you know, I would tell them, if they
should we charge you for that?
No, you shouldn't, because actually I've gotten a few people to order the program, so.
Okay, that's fine then. Okay, proceed.
It's good advertising. But, you know, if they need to, I would say take it in baby steps and do a little bit at a time. But for myself, I have to do it, it's all or nothing. If I do it a little bit, then I'm going to half-ass it, basically. So I have to do it all at once. For some people, a little bit. So
you're
that's another
up,
thing where...
You're breaking up there a little bit, Katie.
Yeah, but I know exactly what you mean, Katie, because I didn't go sort of all balls out when I first got in, like phase three, but I definitely jumped into phase two. And with the workouts, I had myself doing it every day, because it is so easy to like sort of half-ass it, because you think, oh, I'll just get to that tomorrow, and tomorrow can turn into 2 days. Or if you eat something bad and you're not tracking it, you know, if you're on a pretty controlled calorie, it's basically you want to burn more calories than you're shoving in your mouth every day. And, I mean, you know, 2,300 calories can go up to 3,000 and 3,500 calories in, like, the snap of a finger, a 2 liter of pop, you know, a couple cookies.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and actually, Sparky, I've used one of your suggestions. I think it was you who said, you know, even if you don't feel like doing the workout, you'll still do it and not engage as much, just so you stay in the habit. And I've done that a couple times here and there, where maybe it's not the best workout, but I still get something in so that I'm not skipping a day.
Yeah, because the flexibility that you're going to keep when you do that, I mean, you don't realize how flex you'll get just from down dog. Down dog is one of the most comprehensive moves that you can do that builds up strength in your shoulders. It stretches out your hamstrings. It helps build your core and your stomach. And I think that's the best thing you can do to keep the routine up is keep putting the DVD in. Even if, you know, you're not going to put a great workout in, you put the workout in and, you know, in a way you still conquered it. So
yeah,
I just want to throw out real quick for people that if you want to give us a call and if you have a question for Katie or you got an update or anything else that you want to throw out at us or a question for Stacey or Robert, 347-994-1215 is the DDP radio number. Or you can hop in the chat and Stacey's in the chat looking for some questions, and that's ddpradio.com if you happen to be listening on the phone. So, and I actually think we do have a couple callers out there. So, you ready to take some calls, Katie?
Sure.
All right. Becca.
Hola. It's Becca.
Hey,
how
Becca?
Are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I had my 90-day on the 10th. It was, like, right after last week, so I figured I would call this week. So, anyway.
How
are
you
calling, guys? Sorry. I was like, my brain just was like, what are you doing? Okay, yeah.
You were doing so good, too.
Things to tell you guys. When I first started DDP yoga, I called you guys and said, you know, hey, I have these goals for 30 days and then my 90 days, which my long-term goals had been to lose 30 pounds and do Black Crow. And I think I mentioned something about trying to do a wall headstand, but I kind of forgot about it, so that never got done. But I did manage to do my Black Crow for 5 seconds, I think 3 days before my 90 days. And I actually got it on video, so it was really awesome. And
yeah, you busted that out and you held it for like, what'd you get, 5-10 seconds out of it?
The first one was 3 seconds. Well, let me back it up. The first time I ever tried to do Black Crow, I kept falling. Like, I couldn't even get my feet up off the ground. So I knew that I had something wrong with, like, because to be honest with you, I had a belly in my way. And it was just like, yeah, you're not going to do that. So the second time I tried to do it at Ninja's house, she was showing me how to, like, properly do it. And I still couldn't get it. I could only hold it for, like, maybe a second. And then I don't know why, but I just decided that I was going to try it before I worked out. And I did it for 3 seconds the first time. And then I was like, okay, if I could do it for three, I can do it for five. And so I did it for five, and I was really ecstatic, really excited, because it was something that I didn't, a lot of people wouldn't have thought it would have been possible for someone who was, you know, started at 278 and then was at 248 when it happened. So it was really awesome.
That's fantastic. So you nailed your Black Crow, which was one of your goals. So, what's your total poundage loss at 90 days?
30 pounds, exactly.
Thank you.
I actually, thank you. I got really sick the last couple weeks, so I lost weight, but it wasn't a lot of weight, and I didn't actually go anywhere in inches either because I was sick. So I lost like maybe about an inch or two, but overall inches wise, I've lost about 27 inches overall in the entire body. So
that's amazing.
I'm practically in a size 16 now, and I think it was a large or extra large shirt. Ninja gave me a bunch of clothes when I went to visit her. So,
that's awesome. I never understood, other than to confuse men, why women use different numbers for size.
Yeah, I don't know if
it's that
either.
It's awesome that you're going down.
I really don't understand it either. I kind of, I can't tell you one thing. My husband wears a size 32 pants, and that's one of my goals, is to be able to fit one of his pants eventually. But I actually was able to put on one of his shirts. Men's blouses. So I actually could wear that, and I never could before. It's kind of cool.
So, Becca, your goal is to get into your husband's pants?
Yeah. That's totally what it is. No, I just want to be able to, you know, wear his clothes and it'd be back to me. You know, decide, or I can't put it on one leg, or, you know, all that stuff.
That's an awesome update, Becca. Before and then we got actually callers lined up. Katie's got the lines buzzing. You got a question or comment for Katie before we go?
Oh no, Katie. So apparently, I'm part of your whole coach thing with Doug now.
So, oh, awesome!
So you can talk to me or whatever on Facebook as well.
Well, and actually, I'm going to tell both of you, if you're both involved. If you're both involved with Doug, if you need any therapy after that, Robert and I fully bail.
Well, today was my first day in exercises, so let me just tell you, my abs are screaming at me.
Well, Doug will keep you accountable. You're doing really awesome, Becca. I can't even do Black Crow yet, so you're doing great.
Yeah, I needed some extra stuff, though, I think. I have a goal of hitting 170 in June, so it's definitely something I want to do. And to be able to do that, the last couple months, my poundage has went down from 7 to 5. And then it went from 15 to 7 to 5. I had some issues with my eating. I didn't even realize it. I was still eating gluten and dairy-free, but I had started putting a lot of sugar into my diet, and I was starting to plateau. And for weeks, I was just sitting at the same number and could not realize. So I ended up having to read the pamphlet over again, and, you know, it dawned on me, oh, I'm putting honey in this, and I'm doing this. And I'm like, oh. So just be careful if you are doing phase three eating about the sugar. So.
That's cool. And if people want to read up on sugar. That wheat belly is supposed to be awesome to catch up on that. But awesome update, Becca. Thanks for the call.
Thank you
so much. Bye, guys.
See you later.
Keep kicking it, Becca.
Right. Have a good one. So, Katie, you got the lines pumping tonight, so I hope you're ready to take another one. I think we got Michael now, right?
How are you?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
Oh, not too bad. I'll be absolutely honest with you. I just tuned in, so I don't know what's going on.
That's cool. So you got DDP Radio, and so without a DDP Radio, it's a kids' table show. And you got Katie Stifler, the Warrior of the Month, on. So are you a Team DDP Yoga member? You just get into DDP Yoga?
Actually, I'm just starting. I've never heard of it, really, to be honest with you. I just found out that he had a radio show, and I just try to, call in and talk to different ones of the wrestlers that has the radio shows. I've never really,
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, last week you missed the biggie. It was his Christmas show, and he had, if you know, Jake the Snake's living with him down in Atlanta right now in the accountability crib, and that was an awesome show, bro.
Now that I did call in for. I got to talk to him.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so you were one of our callers last week. That's cool. So, you just started DDP Yoga, and did you get the DVDs yet?
No, actually, I haven't even really signed up or anything. Like I said, I'm just now finding things out. I'm going to his website and stuff, and looking at his blogs and that kind of stuff. Actually, I'm trying to keep tabs on Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm curious to see how everything works out with him.
you and everybody else, man. It's a really, really compelling story.
Do you guys happen to know? I know DDP is not there, but does anybody happen to know when the Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts DVD will be out, or if it's going to be a DVD? Or
it's probably going to be a DVD. We're not exactly sure. It can go a lot of different ways. So basically, a lot of that really depends on Jake and his transformation and how long that takes. So it could be next year. It could be 2 years from now. It really just depends on what happens.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Isn't Steve headlining that too, for the most part?
Yeah, Steve and Louie are both doing that.
And Steve's got to finish up Inspired along with that, man. Steve is one busy, talented man right now.
Yes, well, he is definitely busy. But he is Inspired is actually done. That's been submitted to Sundance, the Sundance Festival, and there are so many other projects he's working on. But yeah, he's staying crazy busy, just trying to, living next 2 miles away from Dallas keeps it busy by itself.
I bet.
All right, hey Katie, do you have any suggestions for Mike on how to start DDP Yoga, or maybe some wrestling insight for him, since, you're sort of the resident expert this week?
Well, as far as starting the program, I would say make sure, you either get on the Facebook group page or the Team DDP page and get some support.
Okay.
Yeah, even if you're thinking about starting, bro, you're more than welcome to join TeamDDPYoga.com, which that's where all of this comes from, and it's our free community. So if you're thinking about joining, you want to check it out, you can go there and ask questions and talk to our members.
All right.
And I'll even throw this out there in competition with Doug. But if you got any questions, you could ping any one of us on the site, Robert, myself, Katie, Stacy. If you got any questions, pass that, bro, because we'll be more than happy to give you a hand.
All righty. Well, hey, thanks a lot. And I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have another show before Christmas, right?
Yeah, next week.
Yes.
Well, I'll just say this. If I don't happen to call in next week, I hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Ah, cool. That's pretty cool, man. First-time caller in with the show. So we get everybody inbound here, and we'll take care of you all, man. Just hit us up on Team DDP Yoga. So, and I think we have, man, this might be too much going on with the Warriors of the Month, but we have Dawn, and I'm not even going to attempt your last name, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Schmelhaus for the record.
Schmelhaus.
You know
okay.
What?
Hey, Dawn.
I pronounced it that way, and I knew I had it wrong, but I guess, nice.
It comes out just the way it's spelled.
Hey, congratulations on Warrior of the Month, buddy.
Same to Katie as well. We're all working hard.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a tough choice. I mean, when they were going through, it's kind of a funny story because we were pushing to get everything selected, pick somebody for like a week, and it came down. For anybody who heard the show and you heard Dallas announce it at the very end of the show, the reason why he announced it at the end, because we were still figuring it out during the show. So we couldn't, it was down to Katie and Don, and we just couldn't figure it out. So both of you guys, you know, by default.
Well, Katie, I'm pretty honored to be co-Warrior of the Month with Don, for sure.
As I am with Katie. And we still need to meet in the middle somewhere for a workout.
Yeah, you're breaking up again, Katie.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just asking Don where he's located.
Nashville.
Okay.
You're only 8 hours away from me. I know the road.
Hey, they get an indie show down there. She'll be there.
We have them down here every week. Come on down. I just wanted to give you guys an update on where I'm at.
Yeah, where are you at, man? I was actually going to ask that.
Well, I'm at 103 days today, and I'm 45 pounds down. And 5 jean sizes down from when
wow.
I started.
That's pretty awesome.
Time to go to the clothing store for Christmas, right?
I'm just digging back in the back part of the closet and pulling out the older stuff and surprising myself getting into the older stuff.
Oh, man, doesn't that feel good?
It does. I was shocked when I went to pull out a jacket this evening when I had to go out to get dog food, and I pulled out what I was wearing last winter, and it's big. It's too big. I was like, this can't be mine. This must be my brother's, because I've sucked my brother into doing it as well. So he's knee-deep in it with me as well. Not as much, but just because of his work schedule. But I'm still doing 2-a-days every day.
Awesome.
Except for Sundays. Oh. Sundays is only once. Mm-hmm. The mornings only.
So what workouts do you have any favorites that you're hitting or cycling through? Or you just trying to hit them all?
Every morning I start with wake up, regardless. Wake up is the first thing I do. Then I have my workout of the week. So whatever the workout of the week is, that's what I do every morning that week. And the evenings are usually whatever I choose or pull out of the bowl. This week I'm on my own personal little challenge is Diamond Cutter week. So I'm doing Diamond Cutter every day this week, and I have a T-day rule that I started 2 months ago. Every day that starts with T is Diamond Cutter Day. So Tuesdays and Thursdays this week are double Diamond Cutter Days. So in the morning and in the evening.
Wow. Wow,
so.
I feel lazy compared to you.
I told Dallas when he was up here in Nashville for the workshop, When we took our picture, I said, when I see you in Mexico, I'm going to be a different person.
Mm.
So.
Well, see, that's the accountability. It's like once you utter words like that, it's just really, it's so helpful with just keeping the focus. So good for you.
And that was the other thing that I put out there. I wrote my blog, my story, and I put it in Team GDP Yoga, and I let it sit there for about 3 days. And it was bothering me that it was hidden away. And I figured, well, if I'm all in with this, then I'm just going to put this out to the world this way. I'm accountable. If I'm talking the talk, I need to walk the walk. So I pulled it out of Team DDP, put it on Blogspot, and posted it on Facebook for whoever wanted to see it and unlocked the security on it and let the world see it. This way.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to throw something out in front of you to have something to look forward to as your milestone to get there and actually be accountable for it. That's the best way you can achieve success.
And the dairy and the gluten-free, the first month I was phase one, phase And then after that, I just dumped the pantry, told my brother he's either all in or he's all out or he can move out.
Wow.
Because I was dumping everything and I was going all in.
So where's your brother at?
He's not. No, he's still here. He's here, but the problem with he's not doing the workouts as much as I am because he works like 10 to 9 o'clock at night. He's a chef, so his eating is not as regulated. But he's a former power lifter too, so his eating is completely different than what mine is.
Gotcha.
So, but he's doing the workouts with me, and if he brings crap into the house, I warn him. If it's there when I wake up, it's gone.
Oh, man. So, I see DDP's influence has rubbed off on you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's awesome, Don, man. That's great.
So, Don, just in addition to the weight being, dropping, do you find things that you do, things easier, like whether it's stair climbing or getting in and out of cars, that sort of thing? How does that feel?
Everything, I feel so much better with everything that I do. And before I started this, and I was at a crossroads, that's when I first sent Dallas a message through Facebook, because I was either looking at surgery, weight loss surgery, P90X, DDP yoga, or another gym membership. Those were my options. I had to do something because it was getting hard for me to even lift my leg up to tie my shoes, which was ridiculous because I know how to work out. I did it for 10 years in the Navy. It just I got out and let myself fall apart and got into work and dove full speed into work. But I'll park further away in the parking lots now. I'm not driving around looking for the close spot. The confidence level, my confidence is back. It's not all the way back, but I feel so much better about myself going out and interacting with people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. That's can't put a price on that.
No.
You mentioned the parking lot rule. That was one of my things. I call it the FAPS rule. The first available parking space, I'll just pull and take it. Who cares if you walk 10 spaces? That extra 10 spaces is awesome. I mean, you probably wait like 3 times as much time driving around trying to find a parking space than you would if you burned it's better for you to burn the calories off and do it. So,
I'm purposely parking in the back of the lots now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Don, super update, buddy. So where are you going to go next? What are you looking forward to next for your next goal?
Next goal is to be at minus 50 by January 1 and start getting myself ready to go to Atlanta at the end of January.
Cool.
And be under 3 before I get to Mexico, well below 3.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I
want to
put a set
it.
Number on it because the muscle is going to start building up.
Well, you're on the hammer right now. So, man, I hope you plow through all of those and keep going, man. I mean,
I will. There's no option. I will do this and I will get to where I'm going. I took the word "can't" thanks to Christina and threw it away.
What did you throw away? I didn't catch that.
Thanks to my little discussions with Christina.
Yeah.
I took the word "can't" and threw it away. It's not part of my vocabulary anymore at all.
That's a good thing to throw away.
So.
Yeah. Can't, never will. All right, Don. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care, bro.
Keep up the great work.
You too.
Yeah, I refuse to say "can't" when it came to rapid burn. So I think that's really important to remember. You know, you just can't. You know.
You were just going to say it, weren't you?
I was just going to say, but, I don't allow that into my line of vocabulary when I'm talking about goals or where I want to be.
Absolutely not. It's just like, Dawn was saying, you sort of keep yourself accountable and keep moving forward. If you throw "can't" in front of
you know, any goal and say you can't do it, you won't. Can't, never will. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at least that's what my mama always told me, so, and she was right. Mm-hmm. So we've got, I think we still have some more callers out there, right, Robert?
Yeah, we've got two more, yeah. Next one up is Robert, fittingly enough.
Hello?
Robert, what's up? Where are you calling from, bro?
I'm calling from New York.
New York? What's happening out in New York?
Oh, it's cold here, man. It's crazy. I'm just excited because it's December 12th of 2012, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, at least we got the 12-12-12, and like I told Dallas last week, I don't think the Mayans got anything on the 21st. So.
No.
Oh, yeah. Like, at first, someone told me that the end of the world is going to happen at 12-12-12, and now it's like 12-12-12, and they're like, oh, it's happening on the 21st.
Yeah. The funniest thing happened. I was talking to somebody, and they said, you know, they were actually working with some guys who were Mayans, and they had mentioned to them that, you know, the end of the world with the 21st, and the Mayans go, you know, you're telling us everything's going to end with our calendar. Yours ends every year, and it's fine, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So what do you got for us, Robert? You got a question for Katie, an update? Like,
oh, well, first off, one of my biggest issues that I always struggle with is, like, breaking bad habits. I mean, how do you guys – I mean, I don't know what habits you got, but, like, what habits – the bad habits you have, how are you able to break them?
How are you able to break them? Like, you know, it's kind of weird. If I had to step a couple things, you know, first for the eating – I'm kind of like Katie. When Katie said that she just has to, you know, sort of go all in, it's sort of an all or nothing thing. I went straight to phase two. And how I did that was I also know myself well enough that if I didn't make it simple and I wouldn't be able to repeat it, therefore I wouldn't be able to make it a habit. So one of the things that I did was I sort of took the junk out of the house, and then I made myself a menu, and I ate the same thing for breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, and dinner every day in the row for like the first 15 to 30 days, you know, because I read somewhere that it could take up to 22 days to build a habit. So for me, food was really an emotional thing. I love to eat. Pizza was a good thing. So I sort of abstained from that stuff, but at the same time, you know, I made something that I knew I could stick to. I mean, is your issue food or, like, you know, workouts? You got something specific that you're trying to break out of?
Well, mostly food, because that's usually the hardest habit for me to break, because there's, like, certain foods that I can't let go of at the moment.
Oh, that sounds like that's straight down your alley, Stacey, for substitutes.
Well, yeah, I mean, my tactic was, because I was a really pretty hardcore binge eater, and I knew that some of my most, you know, damaging binge foods really had to go because they just triggered me to keep eating more, number one. And number two, they weren't doing me any good nutritionally. So I got rid of some of those, but I knew there were some things that I couldn't give up, you know. And I didn't, but I didn't eat them all the time. So I had to sort of do some negotiating along those lines. You know, if I really wanted fried chicken, it's got to be when I'm physically hungry and just really craving it physically, and it's not an emotional hole. So I knew I couldn't be too strict, you know, with the food, but I did have to put up some boundaries. So I kind of took it slowly and was a real gradual paring away of some of the destructive foods, and also accountability. I would write things down and show it to Dallas and Terry, and I just started paying attention to quantity, because I didn't want to cut out a lot of the foods I enjoyed. So what I did was I cut back on eating tremendous portions of them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I mean, do you have foods that you feel like, you know, once you start eating them, you just can't stop?
Well, ice cream for starters.
Yeah, well, you might you might need to lay, you know, it just depends. Like Dallas always says to me, and he says to everybody, you have to ask yourself, what do you really want? And for many years, I just simply wanted the taste of potato chips and clam dip more than I wanted to change. And that was the truth, you know. So you have to really be honest with yourself about where you are and what you want. And I would tell people, because even when I couldn't get the food together for many years before I found DDP yoga, I still exercised. I still, you know, I did walks and I went to the gym and lifted weights. And I would say to anyone who's got the DVDs, even if you can't get it together, don't expect perfection, you know, in the beginning, because some of us have some major histories with being self-destructive. So just at least do the workouts, and that will start to change your energy. It'll change your body and get it stronger. And take it a step at a time if that's what you need to do.
I understand. Trust me, I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, well, it's all learning, you know. But as far as, you know, the workouts go, I was a little more gentle with myself in terms of the food, but I just looked at working out as like brushing my teeth. There are no excuses, you know. Maybe I won't get to it till 10 o'clock at night, but I'm going to do it.
You know, funny you should mention that. That's kind of my motto when it comes to things that I'm trying to make a build a habit on. Brushing my teeth. It's like brushing your teeth.
Well, I don't know. That was something instilled in me 40 or 45 years ago, and I want to keep my teeth. So I want to keep my posture. I want to keep my lungs strong and my heart strong and my flexibility, so I just do it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I could say, like, once you get away from it for a couple days, too, the thing is like, you will notice, and, you know, taking a day off is okay. You will notice 3-4 days. If you haven't done it, you start to stiffen up. So the benefit of doing it every day is key. And like Katie said earlier, Becca said earlier, you know, if you're just going to get on the mat, just at least go through the exercise if you don't want to engage, just so you get that habit in. I really think it's about making it repeatable and doing it as many times as you can.
Well, the thing is, for me, my goal for joining DDP yoga isn't really about weight loss. The idea that really attracted me to the program would have to be the idea of, like, building a positive mind. I mean, and that's something that I really want now, because for me, you know, like, I didn't realize until too late that I have a very negative personality, and that's what I'm trying to break right now, to, like, get rid of that negative personality and try to build a more positive one.
Yeah, why do you think you have a negative personality like that? Are you tough on yourself, tough on others, or... Well,
the thing is, just, I don't know, maybe it's because I have a hard habit of looking at the negative more than the positive. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, and now I'm at a stage where it's kind of automatic, where I don't realize I'm thinking negative to me until, like, I have to, like take a time out and say, wait a minute, you're looking at it, you're looking at the bad things of what's happening to you. Look at the good things and stuff. So right now I'm just trying to work on that.
Yeah, that's... Actually, you know who's got some really good suggestions is if you read them, like, in their books, like Dallas's Positively Page, Miro's How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet, have some really good tips and tricks in there. But I think as far as Team DDP Yoga and what you're doing, you're going to see everybody, and you've probably seen it already, everybody's going to be paused. But one of the biggest things with a program, Robert, that I think that you can do is if you start jotting down your goals and you start hitting them and making positive steps, I think just that, hitting the goal and having success, I mean, success is something that's positive. I think you almost have to shift your perspective when you start doing things for yourself that you haven't done before. I mean, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, like for me, the thing is, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, like, build positive habits and activities to help me build a more stronger mind. Like, for starters, one of the things I've been doing for almost a year is learning sign language.
How tough is that?
Oh my God, it's crazy tough. But I love learning it. I mean, it helps me like face my demons. You know, I have like issues with focus, and for some reason, you know, practicing sign language just helps me like control that focus, like little by little. Not, I won't say it happens overnight, but just like this.
I mean, well, it sounds like you got some good perspective to know that, you know, things don't change fast, and like the small steps are the ones that actually, you know, get you up the mountain. And because there's a lot of people who will look at the mountain and be frustrated that they can't get up to the top of it, and they'll stand at the bottom and be so pissed off that they can't be up on the top that they won't take the steps. But it sounds like, you know, you need to take the little steps, and eventually you'll be up to the top.
Yeah, and some people don't even know or aren't aware that they're standing in front of a mountain. You know, they're in denial, and it sounds like you're pretty aware of things you want to change and make different, and that's the first step to overcoming anything, whether it's a weight issue or negativity or, you know, anything.
Again, I learned it the hard way. So, anyway, let me let you guys go. I got to go do something right now, okay?
All right, Robert.
All right.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, and welcome to the team.
All right, you guys take care now.
Okay, you too, bro.
Hi.
All right, so that was pretty cool, man. A lot of first-time callers calling in tonight. I mean, if you guys haven't realized, the team's kind of blown up here a little bit in the past couple weeks, the past month, because we got a second bump off of the Arthur video. It's been posted a couple places. George Takei had it on, and Dix had it up on their site on Facebook, so there's a lot of craziness happening. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of people coming into the team, and I think it's real important for you people who have been here, and, you know, people like Katie, people like Stacy, you know, Doug, HD, Rich, you know, Dawn, the Warriors, Slim, Robert, if you guys just to keep offering and keep a positive attitude out there and keep helping them along, because, you know, with so many people coming in, they really need to know the right steps to get going in a positive direction with the program. Because we have, like, we're almost at, like, what, 13,000 members on Team DDP Yoga?
Yeah, we just passed 12,000. We're the last time I looked, we were at like 12.2.
So that is crazy. I know Katie's going to reach out and help every single one of them.
Absolutely. That's what she does. She helps everyone.
Yes, I'm so good at welcoming everybody right now.
Slacker.
That's actually one of my goals for this weekend, is to get on there and get a whole bunch of welcomes out there. So you'll see me on there pretty soon.
That's awesome.
Doing what I should have been doing all along.
You know, it used to be easy to keep up with things when we had a few hundred, a few thousand people. And then all of a sudden, we just have all this action. And, you know, it's cool that, you know, sometimes it's not always the same people welcoming, but there's always somebody welcoming you. So really good activity. So anybody listening, don't feel afraid to reach out and ask somebody a question. You know, maybe not everybody has an answer that works for you, but there's going to be somebody out there who has an answer. So do we got anybody else on the line?
Yeah, we had, next up is Catherine.
Oh, Catherine, what's up?
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Doing good, how you
Catherine.
Doing? I'm good. I've been with DDP Yoga for 42 days. I'm down 11 pounds, or 9, depending on when I measure, but between that range. I hate the scale, but it's just there to keep me motivated. I've gone completely a clean diet, just did what Dawn did and dumped the pantry. After buying like hundreds of dollars worth of groceries, I gave a lot of it away to the food bank.
Awesome.
And I've been feeling really good. I actually started doing energy because I was having a lot of trouble getting the Diamond Dozen. I have cerebral palsy, so it was a bit of a, like, how to figure out how to modify, and spent time getting to know the moves. And then I got into energy on Sunday, did it twice back-to-back, and did it twice today back-to-back. And in between, I'm doing some restorative yoga and some yoga with a proper in-person instructor to make sure I'm not doing anything nasty to my body. So it's been really good.
That's awesome, man.
I'm really enjoying it. And, it's like life changes. I made a point. I mean, I'm one of those people that keeps posting Arthur's video, and I have about 1,000 people on my Facebook, and I post it regularly. But I also made a point of, writing DDP personally and saying thank you to him for creating the program. Because we're, a lot of us tied into Arthur. I know that's the person that sort of got me thinking about it and checking out DDP yoga. The one question I have is, I know I'm doing modifications. I'm trying to figure out how to navigate balance, because I'm having difficulty with the lower body things, like getting into lunges and getting into some of the lower stuff. So I'm not sure. Does that eventually come, or?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because you guys are talking about wrap and burn, and I'm like, yeah, right.
Don't worry, you'll get it. Katie, what are some of the things that you did with lunges when you first started and getting your balance?
When I first started, I definitely modified almost everything. And, the past 4 months I've gotten to where I don't have to modify nearly as much. So, yeah, it will come for sure if you stick with it. It's just about putting the work in, but you'll eventually get there.
Oh, cool, cool. I mean, I know that the cerebral palsy has some issues that are, it's going to take me longer. It takes me longer to do stuff, but I'm stubborn, so I'm here for the long haul. And I just wanted to thank you guys for running the show, and congrats on being the Warrior of the Month. Is that what it is? I'm still learning what
right.
that stuff is. And congrats on that. That's an accomplishment. I guess that's it for me, but have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Catherine.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, with Catherine, that was an awesome call. When she called in and she said she had been doing energy, man, it sounds like from the energy hash, she's been owning energy. I'm just going to say that when you get done with your 30, 60, 90 days, I expect to see you as a candidate for the Warrior here, man. If you have that much energy, I can't imagine where you're going to be in a couple days. Or in a couple updates. In a couple days. Well, so and we still have people calling in, Katie. You've got the team pretty excited. So Russ. Russ.
Hey guys.
Hey brother.
What's
hey,
up?
First of all, Katie, we've talked quite a bit on in the chat room on DDP Radio. Congratulations to you and awesome. It's really great to see when somebody, falls off and comes back. And I'm kind of in that situation myself. I've fallen back a bit. I'm climbing back up the mountain. Actually, I had a bit of a rude awakening. Today was my 300-day weigh-in. And for the first time, my weigh-in was a gain. It wasn't a big gain, so I was happy about that. It wasn't like a gain 10 pounds, only gain like 2 or 3. But it really was a wake-up call. The previous part was talking about, will things come? It's funny, when she mentioned that, I had to tell this. I have quite a few moves myself that I still have trouble getting into. And I just recently got some Vibram. I love them, first of all. I think they're awesome. And I think I was doing stand-up, and I have a hard time with twisting triangle. I've got quite a bit of a gut on me still, so getting into the position to fully execute and get fully engaged on twisting triangle is a little more difficult for me. Well, the other day I was doing it, and I went to twist, and I was twisting into the twisting triangle, and all of a sudden I felt it hit. I haven't hit it since, but I hit it once, and that's all it takes, right?
To hit it and keep the move? Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually able to hit it and lock it, and I was just, my wife was sitting on the computer, and I went, my reaction was, holy crap, I hit it! I can only imagine, I couldn't see her because I was facing the opposite direction, but I can only imagine she was probably rolling her eyes at me.
Well, dude, bro, I'm glad you hit that, and two, man, for your 300-day weigh-in, I'm glad that was kind of a wake-up call for you. I mean, you know, if you need to put, you know, some more into it, and, you know, that's helping you pop into those moves and pop through the workouts, that's great.
I'm on my way home from work right now, and as soon as I get home, I'm getting changed into my clothes, into my workout clothes. I'm going to bust out some stand up and get ready to hit the sack. I've missed a few days this month, but it's not been bad. I've been sticking with it, and I'd inked it earlier, just for Thanksgiving, that I was going to get a workout in every day. That hasn't happened. But I will say, on my eating habits, I have been doing very well on that. I don't know if I've been 100% gluten-free, but I've been pretty dang close to it. And I've been very happy with how that's been going for me.
Get all that shit out of your body, and keep nailing the workouts, brother. And I hope your day 330 goes pretty well, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking at January as really starting to add some extra stuff. They're talking about, you know, parking further away and walking to the office and stuff like that. I'm going to start working in to add to my workouts, you know, because those days I have a really hard time getting a workout in.
Cool. Well, bro, thanks for the call, man. I wish you the best of luck in the next 30 days, and I want to see the scale go down, brother. Get that working.
I do, too. Thank you.
All right. Take care, brother.
And I know we have some other people, because you got me the names, bro, but I lost my chat.
I got your back, man. Oh, of course. Next up is Henry.
DHD.
Hello, everybody.
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey.
Well, I couldn't let this occasion go by without talking to my good friend Katie, who's been a great friend and so helpful to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
I'm glad you called in.
No, really, I just want to personally thank her, because she, you know, I know there's a lot of members, but she's one of the few that, you know, religiously will drop me a line on occasion, even if it's to say, hey, how's it going? And, you know, she alluded to how she talked to DDP and how that was like a real kick in the butt. And, you know, he did the same thing for me, but it always means a great deal to me when somebody drops the line, even if it's to say, hey, how's it going? And sometimes it refires you up as far as doing your workouts, eating clean, just getting a good frame of mind. And, you know, she always does it for me, and it's just been a good friend. And so I wanted to definitely call in and say thank you, and it's been a great show so far.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, I don't think you could have nailed it any better as far as, you know, the support aspect. I think that's super important. I mean, you have to want it yourself. I mean, first off, if you want it, the only hand that's going to help you up is the one at the end of your own arm first. But to have people checking in on you and sort of helping to push you along, it means the world. And you know, I mean, Andrew, you do that for a lot of people too, man. So don't think that doesn't go on.
I try, but you know, you're absolutely right, because to be honest, you know, one person just called in and talked about the mindset. Well, I'm like that old movie The Fly. I'm kind of a combination of Doug Steffen with his physical problems and Jake Roberts with some of the other issues that he talked about. So I'm kind of a splice of the two. So needless to say, I'm a very emotional and the person who really appreciates friendship, support, and getting a little check-in or kick in the butt or whatever it is, you know. And,
you know, if there was a Jake Roberts and like a Doug Chimera, I would not want to meet it. That'd be scary.
I don't know if you want to meet me then.
You just put out the word Chimera. Do we have to get out the dictionary?
Yeah, it's a fusion of two different species, basically.
Thank you for
HD, I wanted to congratulate you. I saw your Facebook page and this huge, massive spread of cookies that you bypassed today at the office party or something like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah, we had a little party at work, and you know, the lady who heads up our dietary department, like, she does such a fabulous job, and believe me, I had to walk by this table of some of the most amazing cookies for 8 hours. Well, actually, about 10 hours today, and I didn't have one of them. And actually, during my lunch, I was eating rice and broccoli.
But nice.
You know what? I felt, you know, when I eat that stuff, if I do cheat, you're only fooling yourself. You know, to me, I'm being, you know, disrespectful of people like Katie who are working hard or doing two workouts a day. And, you know, I'm not selling the brand, so to speak. I'm not living at 90. And, you know, I'm going to feel like garbage the next day. There's just really nothing to be gained by it. So I ate great. I did my workouts for today, and it was a great day. You know, that's what it's all about, really, at the end of the day.
That is really, really good perspective, man.
Yeah, and you know what? The temptation is, you know, hey, you know, if I have a couple of cookies, there's nobody here from Team DDP Yoga. Nobody's going to know about it. The only person you're fooling is yourself, because that's the only one in the end that you're harming. You know, you're harming your body. You're sabotaging your workouts. And any good you think you're going to feel emotionally from eating that, it's not going to work. It doesn't work.
It's so fleeting, too. You know, and Katie can actually back me up on this. I used to watch Dallas and wrestling, you know, for years and years, and you never know where that diamond cutter is coming from. It could be coming out of the closet, so you got to be careful with what you eat.
No, but, you know, speaking of Christmas cookies, last Christmas I had some. A friend of mine had a party, and I decided to have some, and I could literally see my stomach bloating when I turned sideways in the mirror, like 2 hours later. It was really kind of disturbing, and I didn't feel good. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to do it. You know, I just don't want to do this anymore. So it was a pretty interesting lesson.
Absolutely, and that's a good reason. When I go shopping, my two destinations are in the produce with organic things, and there's a whole holistic organic section, gluten free section. In the produce section, I do not venture into the processed foods where you're going to find stuff with all these artificial dyes and just loaded with sodium and carbs and fat. It's just so destructive to your body.
Thanks to how the market has really exploded, we don't have to go without. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I used to love that you could stick to the outside aisles, like you said, Henry. My local grocery store, for some reason, though, they totally blew up that concept, and they put all of our gluten-free and all of our organic shit all with all the processed stuff. I don't know why they did it, but it's, like, now made it, like, going through a maze to try and find everything that I need. But it's well worth it.
And I got to tell you something, too. Like, do yourself a little experiment. This is going to sound totally crazy. Look at the people who are in that process section, and then go to that nice little organic, holistic, gluten-free section, and look at the people who are there. It's, to me, it's amazing. It's actually eye-opening. Like, some of the women I see who are buying in that gluten-free, dairy-free, organic section, they're like, their skin will literally glow. They're thin. They're healthy. You could see it in their skin. They, like, glow. And you go to the process section, that's where you're going to see a lot of these obese people and people with these motorized carts because they can't even walk anymore. You know, you are what you eat.
It's funny, and the funny thing that you mentioned, that I was hanging out in the one spot where there was a lot of, like, it was the cookie section, and there was a whole thing of gluten-free cookies, and then right next to that they had some gluten-free breads and whatnot, some rice breads, and I had a lady come up, and she's just like, I had this thing that they just told me it was celiac, and she had, you could tell, you could look, she had, like, the eczema on her face, like I used to have the eczema up and down my arms, but and I felt for her because it's almost like her doctors left her unprepared to come to the store, and she was just saying, they told me to look for gluten-free stuff, so I had to walk her up and down the aisle to show her some things, and then I think she either got embarrassed or, you know, it was more intimidating for her to look at it, but she was just kind of, she's like, thanks, you spent too much time, she's like, I'll figure it out, but at least people are starting to make that change.
Absolutely, and I take the opportunity too. Like sometimes, even though I have what I need, I'll purposely block the ads because people will ask me, like, "Well, why are you buying that?" or ask for a recommendation, and I'll, you know, that it's a little taking the time, the education, and all of a sudden, you know, they start realizing like why it's important to eat that stuff, and you know, sure enough, over time, I'm seeing more and more people, you know, starting to buy more of the organic gluten-free goods, you know, so you got to be like a disciple of the lifestyle and be out there educating people. And, you know, I at first I was getting flack at work because I'm always eating gluten-free. They call me gluten-free Henry at work, actually. So it's a title I wear proudly. And slowly but surely, they're starting to ask. Now the jokes are stopping and they're starting to say, hey, you know, I had some of this and it's, you know, not so bad, actually. And they're losing weight and, you know, so. You know, got to be out there spreading the word and being a disciple of the lifestyle.
That's awesome.
Oh, you sure are that.
Yeah, and if anybody doesn't know, I'll kind of get HD over here a little bit. This guy knows a lot about a lot, especially when it comes down to supplements. And I know you're not, I'm not trying to say everybody, like, you know, bother him, but, you know, you got questions, you got anything else, what you should do is go look up the past episode he was on. If you got a question about supplements and want to add some things on, he was on Team DDP Radio. What was that, like the beginning of last year, the end of last year?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe the supplement section is still up on the site. And believe me when I tell you, like, if you don't believe in that stuff, the supplements alone, because I probably take over a dozen supplements. I know DDP takes them. And they're going to assist you in your workouts, like, when you're taking these things, they're working out when you're not. You know, that's how I look at it. And, you know, just like for weight loss, you know, like a 7-keto DHEA, the green coffee bean extract, which is going to fight the glucose spikes in your body, which cause fat. Because I have so many physical problems, I'll take like a UC2, which is like a collagen. It's going to help my joints and, you know, just to keep me functional. And all this stuff really helps me a lot.
And it's absolutely worth it to look into it if you need it. So I think that's good information, man. It's good to hear you. I think we have some more callers. So
Okay, great talking to all you guys.
Thanks a lot,
Thanks
bro.
For calling, all right. HD.
All right. That is the doctor, the professor, HD.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, we've got, I know we're running really late right now, but we've got one more caller, so hopefully we can wrap this up. We've got Tracy on the line.
Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Thanks for waiting.
It's been a while. My first time listening to the show, obviously my first time calling in. I'm new. I probably got everything in the mail maybe 2 months ago. And set it on the shelf, and I read through and thought, no, I can't do it. So then I can't take my lifestyle anymore, so it's time for the change. You know, I've been staring at it, joined the community, I think it was yesterday or the day before, was absolutely amazed by everything that I saw and read. You know, it was very touching and inspiring. Just kind of looking for a little bit more heads up on how to start this off. I'm going to go grocery shopping tomorrow. And just trying to get all my ducks in a row.
All right, so I'll kind of give you a brief thing. Then, you basically described what it sounds like how Katie jumped into it. So maybe Katie can give you a little bit of flavor. But if you're going to do some shopping, are you going to go phase two or phase three?
Phase two.
Okay, yeah. I would definitely look for your rice milks. You know, you're not really going to be doing the food combining, so don't worry about that. But stock up on your veggies if you can get organic. Do that. Are you going to do any kind of juicing or anything like that?
No.
Nah, okay.
Not ready for that, no.
That's cool. And but what I would say is, like, I mean, you kind of know what you want to get. If you're going to replace the milk, you're going to go non-dairy, you're going to get some rice milk, or you're going to get some almond milk. If you're going to get rid of the cheese and you're going to go with some Manchego, some sheep cheese or some goat cheese to replace what you got with a dairy. You know, get rid of your breads. Stay away from the processed foods, like we said. But kind of sit down before you go
And the one thing that worked for me, I said it earlier, is I kind of planned myself out a menu. I just knew me. I knew it wasn't gonna work if I had to do it every day new. So
right.
I basically bought groceries, and you know, I had the same salad, spinach, you know, with some cut up carrots, some peppers. I put some jalapenos in there, maybe a little crumbled goat cheese. You know, I ate, you know, the same, you know, chickens, protein shake, and stuff like that. But I did it every day, and you know, I had my eggs in the morning, I had my gluten free oatmeal, but I did that every day. That way, it just kept it really simple. I knew what I was eating for breakfast. I knew what I was eating for my snack, and I knew what I was eating for lunch and dinner. And it made it real easy to shop for the first month while I researched alternatives for things like, I really liked pizza. So it took me a while to figure out that they actually had gluten-free alternatives for pizza, like Bob's Red Mill Crust and Namaste Pizza Dough. But I'd suggest making a real simple menu and then shop for that menu. And then during your first month, think of how you want to vary from that. You know, maybe you have three or four favorite foods that you can't get because you don't know if they're quite healthy enough. You know, leave them off the list for now, write them down, and then get in touch with, like, Stacy, Katie, Robert, anybody on the site, or just pop in the chat and say, hey, I'm looking for this. I need a sub. Can you help
okay.
me out? And they'll get it for you. That worked for me. It might work for you. As far as workouts and whatnot, I don't know. Katie, what do you think?
Well, when I started the first time, as far as workouts, I was following the guide exactly, the every other day, starting with Diamond Dozen and Energy. As far as the eating, though, I did a lot of what Sparky did. It was repetitive. I still eat a lot of eggs, a lot of chicken. Make sure you're not replacing, you know, crap with crap, which is don't go for the gluten-free cookies and cakes and things like that. You know, find a healthier alternative. And save the gluten-free treats, you know, as every once in a while, because a cookie's still a cookie. And just watch things like that.
It's really kind of hard because I hear everybody talking, and in the past I've had such a hard time because things were so restrictive and there wasn't a, well, if you have this, it was either do or die. And so it's that I have a little bit of hard time. I'm ready to go full force, and I just don't want to burn myself out. And I think that's part of the reason why it was like originally when I first read everything, I was like, whoa. And this is completely different to my lifestyle. I mean, this is going to be not only to me, but bless my four children, them too. So it's just trying to adapt to everything, and it's so completely different out of my world. It's just, I'm excited. I feel terrible. And I've been to and from doctors. I'm in remission from uterine cancer for 2 years now. And I just gotten to myself to the point where it's like, how did I get here? And how do I get back? And that's exactly, so I'm kind of desperate at this point, but I also don't want to burn myself out.
Yeah, I understand, you know, wanting to have, like, the weight gone and all these positive changes in place, like, yesterday, because that's kind of how I felt when I started. But I also knew I'd been really burned out by dieting. And my big concern and my big focus was I didn't want this in any way to feel like a diet that I was going to drop when I got sick of it. So I just made gradual changes that I could live with. And like Sparky was saying, you know, I started to add things that were cleaner and healthier, you know, and I didn't play the old games I used to play with myself, like you can never eat this again or that again. And, you know, so I make the pleasurable things, they're still there and part of my, you know, part of my food groups, but they're more occasional. You know, one of the big things I love is toast with butter. And I have it sometimes. I don't have it every morning, maybe a couple times a month. But when I have it, I really enjoy it. And I know that it's an option for me. There's no more of this and no more of that. You know, does that make sense?
No, that does. And I think that's like some of the things that I've been reading just, you know, since I got with the, what is it called? I'm sorry, the DDP yoga, everybody. I just, it's still in my brain trying to grasp everything. It's just so out of normal for me, I guess. It's just, I'm pumped. I really want to do it. I guess. I've failed so many times in the past that I'm so afraid of failing that it's like actually trying. And I guess I'm the guilty one standing at the foot of the mountain not taking a step. that would be me.
You're already on the track, though, and none of us on this call or on the team have made, you know, all the changes that we made, like the first month or overnight. None of us did it that way. But make it gradual and just something you can live with, and whatever is going to work for you. Now, some people do go cold turkey, and that's their personality, and it works for them. But it sounds like you might need to ease into it a little more so you're not overwhelmed.
I think, yeah, from my past, I think that might be a wise thing.
Yeah, just doing the workouts and adding some clean choices like the almond milk and just have some gluten-free things that are already in the American lexicon like rice and potatoes, you know. No, most kids love those, so you don't have to shell-shock your family right up front either.
And just another question, too, and this is just a little got confused on it. I hear people saying that they work out every day.
Yeah.
Is it okay to do it every day, or should I do it starting out every other day like it says in the book?
You can do, I think, Tracy, you can do whatever you're comfortable with. If you're coming, are you coming from a point, are you in pretty good shape, do you think? You know, you work out now?
No. No.
I tell you what, the guideline in the book is a great guideline to start. You know, you want to get through the dime dozen because it's a primer. It's going to teach you every move. And a lot of people, when they first start out, if they haven't worked out recently a lot, you know, they feel it. They feel it. That feels like a workout. So you want to hit that dime dozen first. And maybe you want to do that, you know, the first day, see how you feel. And if you feel good, do it the second day just to see how 2 days in a row go. And then pop yourself in energy and fat burner, you know, in that first week. Maybe you only do, you know, 3 or 4 days in that first week, so you're not doing it every day just to see how you feel. If you feel great, by all means, and you're healthy enough and, you know, you don't have any other issues going on and your heart rate looks good with your heart monitor, take it and put the hammer down. I mean, it's not going to hurt you to you know, put yourself on a path where your body's getting better, your muscles are getting stronger, your balance is getting better, you're getting more flexible, your heart's getting stronger. It's not going to hurt you as long as you don't have anything else going on.
Sounds good to me.
I'm just
looking forward to feeling good again. That's the main thing.
And you will. You know, from what you've said, so the one thing that I did want to tell you before you went is, you know, what might help is just set a couple goals for yourself. And a lot of people have mentioned, you know, they got to kind of sort of plan it out. And Dallas will be the first to say, you know, don't think it, ink it, is term. You probably read it in the book. But follow SMAC principles. You know, maybe you have a few things with your eating. Maybe you have a few goals that you want to get done in the first week and then a few things you want to get done in the first month. Write them down on a piece of paper and then take that piece of paper, whether it's I'm going to do, you schedule your workout, whether it's you scheduling your food or whether it's, hey, you know, I want to get 4 workouts this week or I want to, you know, try to lose, you know, 5 pounds in the first month or, you know, something modest. Write it down and put that piece of paper everywhere. Put it, you know, on your mirror in your bathroom. Put it up next to your bed when you get up in the morning. Put it in your workout area so you see it.
Right.
And hold yourself to it. Make a contract with yourself so you really stick with, you know, some of the things that you want to accomplish.
That's something I think I might be able to pull that one off. I hate to say it, but if I paste it all over the house, then I'll have an army of children behind me also. That probably wouldn't hurt either.
Well, hopefully we got you enough things that we didn't bombard you. You feel like you're gonna jump off?
No, I'm really excited. I truly am, and know you guys have helped a lot. And I called in tonight just kind of, this was kind of my moment to
commit to myself just with the phone call itself, was like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm going to call in. I'm going to talk to these people. I'm going to lay it out on the line. This isn't pretty, but it is what it is. So this was my first step. So, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time.
No, that's awesome. I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling. And, you know, give us a call again and let us know how you're doing in, you know, in a couple of weeks, if not next week.
I will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right. Awesome. That's an awesome call there. I mean, I have so many new people who are so excited to get into the program. And, you know what's cool about listening to Tracy talk is that she was talking about, I think she kind of knows her limits, and, you know, she's kind of said, I've had enough, and I think she's really going to go for it. What do you think?
I hope so.
So, I think that's our last caller, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we're good, man. Unless Stacey had to drop, so unless there's anything that you or Katie want to add to the discussion, I think we're done.
I just want to say thanks for bullying me into being on the show. It's actually been a lot more fun than I thought it might be.
Amazing.
And Sparky, I might take you up on that therapy later.
Hey, no problem. Feel free to contact me. I mean, you know how to get a hold of me. If anybody out there actually wants to get a hold of me, sometimes it's tough through the site because there's so much going on. You can always email me at teamvdpyoga@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So, wow, it's been a great show. Thanks to all the callers. I mean, we actually got the show to go as long as it would if Jake or somebody else was on. And we didn't even get to talk about Chris Jericho, Katie.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to save that for next time, I guess.
Yeah, we'll save that for next time. We'll have the Katie, next time Jericho's on, we'll have Katie Jericho at the same time, and we'll just totally blow the roof off this place.
Sounds
good.
Fantastic.
Robert's like, Sparky, shut up.
Dude, I have given up on trying to get you to shut up. It doesn't work.
It's impossible. I have mild cases of verbal diarrhea here and there. You know, so anyway, it was a fabulous show. I want to thank Katie, our guest tonight, and Warrior of the Month, and Dawn, our other Warrior of the Month, for calling in, and every other caller who called us. Stacey for hanging in there as long as she did. You guys are great who are out there helping us out. And, you know, really look forward to helping out the new guys on the team, whoever you are, because you're going to have something very important to say to somebody, and it's really going to spark something in those people so they go and know that they can make a permanent change in their lifestyle and keep paying it forward. Just keep looking forward to it. It's almost the end of December 2013. There's some big things to come for all of us. So, you know, keep kicking it, hammer down. That seems to be the theme of the show. So without further ado, remember that permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. And if the 10% comes a knocking, kick it in the ass. Live life at 90%.
Kept it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.